This is KCUR. In Omaha, there's a marina. In Memphis, they have an amphitheater and riverboat tours. But here in Kansas City, development of the riverfront area has been slow to take off. There are a lot of reasons for this, but, as KCUR's Carolyn Cull reports, efforts are underway to change that.
There's a reason past riverfront efforts have been slow to take shape in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's partly because the city's relationship with the river goes way back. Kansas City used to be small, like other frontier towns around it. Historians believe all that changed when the Missouri Pacific and other railroads decided to make Kansas City the hub of their business. Brad Wolf, the city's historic preservation officer, says when the trains came, Kansas City exploded.
Ended up kind of being the natural point to transfer goods from ship or wagon or wherever onto the railroad, and the river was the main way to do it.
Kansas City's growth was centered around the railroad. The railroad needed to be close to the barges. That meant KC's riverfront evolved as a place of business, not of recreation. What's more, Kansas City was founded on a bluff, so the riverfront is some distance below the city itself. You can still see that looking up from the West Bottoms.
Even nowadays, if you're driving down across the Broadway Bridge, you get a much better feel for how much Kansas City is up on a hill.
What made Kansas City so attractive to commerce is what makes it so difficult to establish a riverfront today. Historically, the North Bank wasn't as commercially developed because of its proximity to the unpredictable river. Today, however, management of the Missouri River has made the riverfronts of the Northland attractive to residents from both sides of the Big Muddy. I hung out in Platte Landing Park in Parkville to get a sense of their riverfront.
Two people coming towards me walking, there's a beautiful bridge, shelters, picnic tables, grills, a playground.
From up here on the bank, which is actually pretty steep, the Missouri River looks muddy and fast.
It's just a really special amenity. The river, it really has a special place in people's hearts and minds, especially in Platte County.
Brian Nowotny is the director of Platte County Parks and Recreation.
People are naturally drawn to the river. The riverfront landscape with the mature trees that are there, the open spaces. Some of the most popular parks that we have are on the river, including Platte Landing Park, English Landing Park. Both of them are in Parkville. But there's also a very nice state park on the river, Weston Bend State Park.
That friendly relationship that Platte Countyans have with the Missouri River is exactly what future development aims to recreate on the South Bank. But in order to bring people to the river, the developers have to get past one major obstacle. A lot of people see the Missouri River as dangerous. According to the Army Corps of Engineers, the average water level for the Missouri River in Kansas City is around 10 feet. The river level varies widely with rainfall, and the current is swift for a river of its size, 2.5 to 3.5 miles per hour.
Well, it is dangerous.
Randy White owns River Run Rentals, a canoeing and kayaking business. I met him at the boat launch at Riverfront Park on the south bank of the Missouri River.
Below the surface, you can see where the stump's at. It's got lodged on some rocks, so same story right up here. You can see there's only two mounds that stick out of the water.
After years of watching the river from his car window, White decided to get out on the water and experience the Big Muddy for himself.
There's a huge interest in the river, people wanting to get out there, but they feel ill-equipped or they feel like they can't. I'll sum it up, you just gotta respect it.
As much as White loves the river, he has a hard time getting people from Kansas City out on the water. Most of his clients are from other cities, some as far away as Seattle.
We look to see what can we do to push the needle or do better than other riverfront communities across the country.
Michael Collins is the president of Port KC. The quasi-governmental organization has an ambitious development plan for the south bank of the river. For Collins, the idea of just another park isn't enough. A push for interest in the riverfront isn't new to Kansas Cityans. Berkeley Riverfront Park opened in 1999, but its main draw is in big events, not daily visits. Officials say Northland riverfronts are drawing more people every year. The hope is that if developments like that of Port KC succeed, a similar trend might take off on the South Bank. For KCUR News, I'm Carolyn Cull.